another important story that we're going to focus on next is about the tragic killing of British journalist Dom Phillips and Indigenous rights activist Bruno Pereira. They went missing on June 5th in one of the most remote corners of Brazil's Amazon rainforest, just days after receiving threats. Dom Phillips was working on a book called How to Save the Amazon. He wrote extensively for The Guardian about Brazil's uncontacted indigenous tribes, indigenous people uniting to protect their land, the exploitation of the Amazon by loggers, ranchers, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, evidence leaking the Brazil meat giant JBS to Amazon deforestation, and so much more. He was such a dedicated journalist. Bruno Pereira faced regular threats for helping indigenous communities organize and monitor their land. He also ran workshops with communities under threat, and he was so dedicated to standing side by side with indigenous people in Brazil. Bruno Pereira was accompanying Dom Phillips on a reporting trip for his book, but their boat did not arrive as scheduled, not far from Brazil's border with Peru. According to The Guardian, they were scheduled to meet with a local leader to discuss indigenous patrols to fight the intense invasions that have been taking place on their lands. The news of their disappearance attracted global attention and pressure on Jair Bolsonaro to do more. At a press briefing late on Wednesday, police announced that one of two men arrested in connection with the pair's disappearance had confessed to killing them. In response, the families wrote, quote, "We are grateful to all those who have taken part in the search, especially the indigenous groups who worked tirelessly to find evidence of the attack," end quote. Joining us to talk about this tragic killing and what it means for indigenous people defending their land and future reporting is Jill Langua, an independent journalist based in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Hi, Jill, welcome back to the show. Jill, are you with us?
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Jill. We're so sorry about what happened. We're just our deepest condolences. You have an amazing Twitter thread. First, we'll talk about Dom Phillips. All of the incredible reporting he did, from COVID to what's happening in the Amazon. The photo with his piece about Amazon people uniting to protect their land is just beautiful. Can you just tell us more about Dom Phillips?
I mean, Dom is just a superb journalist, was a superb journalist, of course. It's difficult to even talk about him in the past tense, but he was somebody who really went after a story and wanted to understand all of the aspects of it. He wasn't somebody who was on one side or the other. He was somebody who really wanted to understand, for instance, when he went into the Amazon, he wanted to speak to those men working as illegal miners to understand where they were coming from, why they were doing that work. And he understood, you know, he was a compassionate person. He understood that they were doing that work to feed their families, to be able to support their families. And he understood that, and that, you know, the people who are really responsible for what's going on there, for the illegal activity, are the ones who are actually organizing illegal activity, the work. So Dom, who really did a lot of nuanced work and who was in Brazil for over 15 years, so he really understood what was going on here.
And we have a number of his pieces at yourcallradio.org, and I hope you can take some time to read these incredible pieces, really deep reporting. And then also to talk more about Bruno Pereira, a former colleague of his at the government's indigenous agency, FUNAI, described him as caring and dedicated and totally committed to the peoples of the Amazon. A friend said, "The FUNAI explorers do not like to be called heroes, but there's no way to agree with that modesty. These people are heroes, and Bruno is one of them. Whether Bruno is alive or dead, his bravery lives in every single person who has accompanied his case since he disappeared. It's there in every Brazilian who clamors for justice." Can you also tell us about Bruno's work?
Bruno, I didn't have the chance to meet him
I'm sorry, Jill. We're having
really dedicated.
We're having a little
life to.
We're having a problem with your line. Let's just try that again. Today we're speaking with Jill Langua, is an independent journalist based in Sao Paulo, Brazil. So sorry that her line is going in and out, but we'll do our best. Go ahead, Jill.
Sorry, can you hear me okay now?
Yes, you sound better now.
Okay.
Oops, I'm sorry. Jill is, you're cutting in and out again. Jill, keep talking, and if it's silent, I'll just read from this piece about Bruno. Bruno was removed from his position as FUNAI's point man for uncontacted tribes in what was seen as politically motivated because he really criticized Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. His firing in late 2019 came shortly after his team had helped make one of the biggest illegal mines in the Amazon region inoperable. Jill, maybe you have a better connection now, if you maybe move around the room, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I moved now. Are you able to hear me a bit better?
Yes. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, great. I was saying about Bruno's work that I didn't have the chance to be able to meet him personally, but everything that I've heard about him and his work is that he was extremely dedicated, that it was really his life's work, that it was something extremely important to him, and that the indigenous people that he worked with really considered him family. So he was just a really important person in their fight for their land rights.
And according to reports, Bruno received threats just days before they went missing. So can you just tell listeners why this region, they went missing in the Javari Valley? It's a remote jungle region in northwestern Brazil near the Peruvian and Colombian borders. It's home to 26 different indigenous peoples, many of whom live in isolation. Can you tell us why this area is so dangerous?
Sure. The Javari Valley is very close to the borders with Peru and Colombia. So it's in particular now is used as a drug trafficking route, international drug trafficking. So there are a lot of organized crime gangs using the region. And in recent years, they've also started using it for they've started using their region for money laundering. So they've kind of taken a hold of the crimes that have already been going on in the region. So things like illegal mining or illegal fishing, and they've used them to their advantage because essentially in the last few years, there's been a lot less monitoring of the region. The federal government hasn't been using all of its resources to do proper monitoring to make sure that these illegal activities aren't happening. So it's become even more of what people call a no man's land in the last few years.
What do you think these tragic killings will mean? First, let's talk about land defenders, allies, indigenous allies. Brazil is one of the most dangerous countries for land and environmental defenders. According to Global Watch, 20 died in 2020. So what do you think these murders mean for indigenous and environmentalists going forward, indigenous people and environmentalists going forward?
I think that, you know, what's happened here is really going, because it's drawn so much international attention to what's going on in the Brazilian Amazon, I think it will hopefully help get more support for people who are land defenders, because, you know, Dom and Bruno, and I think they would want this mentioned too, they're not the first people to lose their lives doing this kind of work. There are a lot of indigenous people in the Amazon who have already lost their lives doing this. And, you know, this particular instance has garnered this international attention because for the first time in a long time, it's somebody who is not Brazilian who was murdered under these circumstances. It's happened before. And, you know, when for instance, Sister Dorothy Stang was murdered back in 2005 for also defending the Amazon. You know, there was a lot of attention then. And so I think we hope that the very tiny silver lining here is that more attention will be drawn to what's going on in the Amazon, and that a light will really be shone on what's happening here.
What does this mean for the future for reporters who want to continue shining a light?
I would hope that it means we'll get more support, you know, from a lot of other organizations to be able to do this kind of work, because it's not easy logistically. It's not easy financially, of course, because these regions are so remote, and it takes a lot of planning and organization to do these kind of stories well. And Dom knew that, and that's the kind of work that he did. So hopefully we can all carry on the work that he was doing and make sure that it doesn't stop here.
And shortly after Jair Bolsonaro won the first round of the 2018 Brazilian presidential election, Dom sent a WhatsApp message saying, "My sense is that this is going to become more dangerous for journalists. This is a very dark and worrying period, and it's only going to get worse."
I mean, I think he was right, because, I mean, we can't say that, of course, there were always these kind of issues for years before Bolsonaro became president, but we can see now that the situation has gotten worse. And just from my own experience reporting in the Amazon, I've spoken to specifically to the Kayapó people for a piece that I did recently. And they said as soon as it looked like Bolsonaro was going to become president, that it seemed that he would win that election, that things changed for them. You know, they started being threatened more. They could see that illegal miners or loggers were starting to move in on their land. And so there was this shift, because even before he was president, just that rhetoric that he had, that he continues to have throughout his presidency, it really changed things. It seemed that people felt that they almost had permission to do these kind of illegal activities. And just the impunity, of course, is another reason that people continue to do this kind of illegal work on these lands.
Well, Jill, again, our deep condolences for the loss of your dear friend Dom Phillips, and deep condolences to the families of Dom Phillips and Bruno Perea. And Jill, we'd love to have you back for a longer segment about what is happening in the Amazon. Thank you so much for your work, and thank you for joining us.
Great. Thank you, Rose.
Jill Langua is an independent journalist based in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and you can learn more about the murder of journalist Dom Phillips and indigenous rights activist Bruno Perea at yourcallradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Calls Media Roundtable.